It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Revelation, we are continuing our series on the book of Revelation, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The key themes that we are learning throughout this series on the book of Revelation is the number one principle of interpretation is that Scripture interprets Scripture. The Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Another theme that we are learning in this series on the book of Revelation is that the book of Revelation has an abundance of symbolic language. And in this symbolic language, that symbolic language always has a literal meaning. This prevents individuals from using their opinions or their suppositions or their traditions to interpret the Word of God and to ensure that the symbolic language is not allegorized to the point to where we cannot apply the literal meaning. The last theme that we are learning throughout this series is that God does not use man-made devices during the Great Tribulation in His judgment. God will not use nuclear bombs during the Great Tribulation as a part of His judgment. The millennial reign, the thousand-year reign of Christ upon the earth, we will reign with Him as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ for 1,000 years during the millennial reign. Therefore, the earth will be habitable. There will not be nuclear fallout. Children will be born into the millennial reign, and as a result, God does not use man-made devices. God receives all the glory in His righteous judgment, and God uses supernatural phenomena and weather as a part of His judgment. God uses supernatural hurricanes, supernatural tornadoes, tidal waves, tsunamis, global fires, volcanoes that spew out molten magma into lava across the planet, fissures that open up and spew out building-sized volcanic boulders across the land, hailstones, lightning bolts, winds, storm surge, and all supernatural weather phenomena does God use in His judgment during the Great Tribulation. Revelation chapter 15 speaks of another parenthetical insertion in Scripture. This parenthetical insertion continues from chapter 14, and it is inserted in between the seventh trumpet and the first of the vial judgments. This is similar to chapter 7 of the book of Revelation, which is a parenthetical insertion in between the sixth and seventh seal judgments, and chapter 10 of the book of Revelation, which is a parenthetical insertion in between the sixth and seventh trumpet judgments. Chapter 15 speaks of the preparation of the outpouring of the seven vial judgments and also speaks of the commissioning of the seven angels of the vial judgments. Revelation chapter 15, verse number 1 through 4. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Here in verse number 1, we see the introduction of the seven last plagues. These are the seven bowl judgments or vile judgments found in chapter 16. These vile or bowl judgments are the last set of seven judgments during the Great Tribulation. These bowl judgments or these vile judgments are judgments against the global freshwater supply of the earth, the global sea of the earth, sore boils that come up on the individuals that take the mark of the beast, scorching heat, darkness that can be felt, drought, and the unleashing of more demons to torment the world. Verse number 2 speaks of a sea of glass mingled with fire. This is symbolic for peace in the midst of the Great Tribulation, similar to what we've seen in chapter 4, verse 6, the sea of glass or the glassy sea. Symbolic that we have peace and tranquility in heaven while the earth is going through the Great Tribulation. This also speaks of us as Christians having our faith tested by trials and tribulations, a test by fire. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 states that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Verse 2 goes on to speak of those that got the victory over the beast, his image and his mark. Some individuals during the Great Tribulation will not give in to the beast system and take the mark. And great is their reward, as here it shows that they stand on the sea of glass, that even though they've gone through the Great Tribulation, persecuted by the beast, by the Antichrist, they will at the end be rewarded by having everlasting peace, as symbolized by standing on the sea of glass, everlasting tranquility and everlasting peace. The harps of God in verse 2 symbolize everlasting joy in the Lord. Verse 3 and verse 4 speak of the song of Moses. This song can be seen in Exodus chapter 15. This is a song of deliverance, as the children of Israel were delivered from the bondage of Egypt and from the onslaught of Pharaoh and his army, as Pharaoh and his army were drowned in the Red Sea. And in a similar fashion, these particular saints here are singing of a song of deliverance, how they were delivered from the Antichrist. These songs are songs of deliverance. They are songs of victory. The children of Israel, victory. The song of Moses, victory over Pharaoh and his army. These tribulation saints, victory over the Antichrist and his system and his army. Verse number 4 declares that all nations shall come and worship before him. This is speaking of the millennial reign of Christ, the thousand-year reign where there's peace on the earth after the Battle of Armageddon for 1,000 years. We shall read about this further in Revelation. This is spoken of 7 times in the book of Revelation, and it's spoken of throughout the Old Testament and sprinkled in the New Testament, particularly in the books of Isaiah, the book of Psalms, the book of Zechariah. You'll find the declaration of the 1,000-year reign of Christ called the millennial reign, where we and believers will reign and rule with him for 1,000 years upon the earth. Paul gave us a tidbit of this and of what's coming in heaven, as 1 Corinthians chapter 6 declares, "Know ye not that the saints shall judge the world?" Paul goes on further to say, "Know ye not that ye shall judge angels?" God has something planned for his children that eyes have not seen nor ears have heard. Verses 5 through 8. "And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled." Here in verse 5, we see the testimony of heaven being opened. This speaks of access. Throughout the great tribulation, God provides access. Access to salvation in Christ, in faith in Christ. Access to mercy. Access to redemption. Access to be delivered from the Antichrist and the Great Tribulation. This is seen as examples in between the seal and trumpet judgments. This is seen as God gives space to repent to the seven churches in chapter 2 and chapter 3. This is seen as the tribulation saints believe in the Lord Jesus Christ after the rapture, but are martyred for their faith by the Antichrist. God always gives space to repent, even in the midst of the Great Tribulation, where billions and billions of individuals are going to die within the 7-year period. God is giving space to repent to those that cry out to him. God is a God of salvation. God is a God of deliverance. Verse number 6 speaks of the seven angels out of the temple. These are the good angels, not fallen angels, for they are clothed in pure and white linen, speaking of holiness and righteousness and purity. They have their breasts girded with golden girdles. This speaks of the high priestly garb that's done in the temple as service to God. Their linen and their golden girdles in this context also speak of judgment and righteousness. They are preparing to execute God's judgment, but they're doing it in righteousness, as a result of God's righteous indignation and his hatred for sin. God loves the sinner, but hates sin. God loves the liar, but hates lying. God loves the thief, but hates stealing. And as a result, he offers the opportunity for salvation, for forgiveness, for cleansing, for washing, for redemption. But yet he must judge sin for those who refuse to repent and receive salvation, and receive mercy, and receive his redemption. Verse number 7 speaks of the four beasts giving to the seven angels the commission to execute judgment. They are now being fully authorized to execute judgment on God's behalf, as they are given the golden vials full of the wrath of God. These are the seven bowl judgments and vial judgments we shall read about in chapter 16. They're coming from God, being commissioned to be executed by the seven angels upon the earth. Verse number 8 speaks of the temple being filled with smoke from the glory of God. This speaks of his presence. This speaks of his Shekinah glory. This speaks of the presence of God, the presence of God in judgment, as the smoke filled the temple with the glory of God. Throughout the scriptures, the presence of God filled the temple as the priests made sacrifice upon the brazen altar. God's presence would come down and would receive the sacrifice, and God would fill the temple with his Shekinah glory. This scripture also applies to us, as scripture speaks of us as the temple of God, and God desires to fill us with his precious Holy Spirit. God desires to walk with us and talk with us along life's narrow way in sweet communion and sweet fellowship. John chapter 14, verses 15 through 17, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ says, "If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." The very presence of God desires to dwell in us with sweet communion and sweet fellowship. And here the Shekinah glory, the same Shekinah glory, is being evident in the book of Revelation as his presence fills the temple, preparing for judgment. Verse 8 continues to say that no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. This is speaking of limited access during God's judgment. There's always access to forgiveness in the Lord. God always leaves access to him, even during the great tribulation. This scripture of man not able to enter in speaks of the individuals throughout the great tribulation that continue to harden their heart, refuse to bow their knee, and as individuals rejected the opportunities to repent and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the temple access begins to restrict itself based on the hardening of their heart. And here we see that the tribulation will begin to increase with such rapid fire pace, with a machine gun like pace, that limited access for many will occur. The tribulation plagues of these seven vials are going to happen with such speed and such rapidity that it seems like individuals will not have an opportunity to exhale. These seven vials will begin to happen with such speed and such rapidness that it will seem like there's no opportunity for individuals to have a break in the action and seek God. This speaks of limited access based on the speed of the upcoming vial judgments, that some individuals will not be able to repent. God always gives space to repent, even in his righteous, just judgment. However, the speed of the increased plagues coming upon this planet during the Great Tribulation will cause individuals to receive a limited opportunity to cry out to God. That is why the scriptures teach, today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. Tomorrow is not promised to us. Scriptures teach in the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." Scriptures teach in the book of Hebrews, "Wherefore when the Holy Ghost speaketh, harden not your heart." These individuals at this time during the great tribulation have hardened their heart throughout the great tribulation, and it's becoming increasingly more difficult for them to repent. The longer individuals remain in sin, the longer individuals shrug their shoulder, harden their neck, and turn away from God, the harder it is for individuals to repent. And thus is the picture picture of this temple of individuals not having access into the temple or the presence of God. They have hardened their heart throughout this entire tribulation, and individuals shall have it extremely difficult to hear the voice of God, soften their heart, bow their knee, and give their life to Christ. This is Revelation chapter 15. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and close your eyes and pray with me this prayer? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.